Watch your step. This is quite slick here.
It's a somewhat reassuring thing to watch in this, the time of a pandemic. A father and son travel a fair distance from different directions, meeting in southern BC for a fishing trip.
Who gets to start in the back, guys?
Trevor and Vince Hack load into a small boat on the Elk River near Fernie, chest waders on, fly rods in hand, hoping, as fishermen do.
The hope is to catch a few cutthroats, and we might get a big bull trout today, but we'll see.
I would like to catch a fish. I'd be satisfied.
The Hacks have a good chance of catching a fish because they've hired the services of the largest guide company in Fernie, Elk River Guiding.
I've been operating since 2000, so this is our 20th year.
Paul Semesius started his company after falling in love with his valley in the Rockies and the river that runs through it. But U.S. visitors make up three-quarters of his client base, and without them, Semesia is sinking.
By the end of July, we normally have about 220 trips under our belts, and this year we're going to be lucky if we break 50.
Because of the Americans.
Because of the Americans.
Americans, of course, aren't supposed to visit here, and fishing guides felt the sting of a closed border first. The government is trying to help people like Semesia survive, but it doesn't replace clients. The ski industry, which Fernie's tourism sector is built around, will feel the effects of a closed border next.
Hi, welcome to Fernie. How can I help you?
At the visitor center on the way into town, they've seen a 15 to 20% decline in traffic, roughly the percentage of U.S. tourists who come into this valley. Tourism Fernie Executive Officer Yika Gajorki says those Americans tend to use guides or go backcountry skiing and spend more.
So we'll see a U.S. visitor spend up to $600 a day, easily, per person, whereas a regional drive traveler will probably spend $150 to $200 a day in our community.
Gajorki says they are now marketing to eastern Canada rather than the south, as the word staycation slides into the Canadian vocabulary, and the times grow increasingly.
Well, certainly interesting. clearly challenging.
Gordon Sombrowski's two Fernie hotels have been near empty through most of the border closure. His third hotel is across the line in Spokane, Washington, and he can't even visit it.
The border not opening is, of course, a huge question for certain businesses in this community, and is going to be a much bigger question even as winter comes. But at the same time, the border opening comes with so many questions that there's a certain degree of security, perhaps, in knowing we've planned for this scenario now.
Sombrowski's scenario is a closed border for as long as 2 years. That, he says, will be crippling to Fernie and other tourist towns that rely on American visitors. But the mayor here, Ange Kwalitsa, says even struggling business people don't want the border open. Not yet, anyway.
Unequivocally, their response is that they don't want to put Canada or Fernie in harm's way. They'd love to see their business model return, however, not at the expense of safety.
So Vince, just so you know, the front is where you want to be, but I'm letting you have that spot just because you have no excuses if you don't catch a fish.
Back on the shores of the Elk River, Paul Semesia watches as his guide and the Hacks drift away, knowing full well a business he spent two decades building is drifting too. Semesia is encouraging fellow Canadians to use his guides and visit his fly shop, and like the fisherman he is, he too is hoping.
Everybody talks about the new normal. Well, I hope the new normal isn't a closed border.
You think that's a possibility?
I don't know. My gut feeling is we will not see Americans coming across the border till there's 100% test that can determine if somebody's carrying the virus or not. That's my thoughts. I'm just a fisherman.
In Fernie, British Columbia, I'm Bob Keating.